Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orval Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orval Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Wellage. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Hodgson reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Webb reaches second base with a double. Hodgson scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Orval Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Castano moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Flores moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Flores moves to third. One out. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Flores scores. Wellage moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Castano for a passed ball. Welich scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift juggles the ball. That's an error on Swift. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-2 in the game. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Estilella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tucker out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-3 in the game. Welich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Estalella hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-4 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Bob Swift. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch hits for Irv Hall. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tyak pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Mayo moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 4 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Tyak moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 4 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.